I the meanest?
Showing up.
Am I the prettiest?
Showing up.
Am I the baddest mofo go down around this town?
Showing up.
Well, who am I?
Vegas.
Who am I?
Vegas.
I can't hear you.
Vegas.
Please enjoy.
What up, y'all? I'm Vegas, and this is One to Flow On. The topic today is unconscious. I was listening to a certain internet radio station, and the host was doing an interview with this one rapper and his record label, and it was a local artist, and they were making comparisons to certain conscious rappers in hip hop, legendary rappers like Talib Kweli, Tupac, Nas, KRS-One, the people of the common, people of that nature. So, after hearing all these comparisons and origin stories in the interview, I'm ready to hear the music. You know what I'm saying? I'm ready. And when the music comes on, it was really whack. Not whack from a standpoint of he doesn't know how to rap as far as the basics. It was whack from just grabbing my attention or sustaining the hype they put in the interview prior to playing the song. And that kind of got me to thinking about rappers in general. When you draw those comparisons to a KRS-One or a Nas or a Talib Kweli as it relates to conscious lyrics, there's one fundamental thing that people tend to miss when they applaud the fact that a certain artist is conscious. You gotta entertain. I'm sorry. We know you have an excellent message. You know what I'm saying? You're doing the right thing. Maybe you're not talking about cars and bitches and money and drugs, and you're talking about good things. But what happened to just being a good rapper as well? See, the thing that works for a KRS-One or Nas or a Common is the fact that they're good rappers. It wouldn't matter what they were talking about. They draw you in with their style, with their personality. It's icing on the cake that they have something positive to say in their lyrics. But what I've noticed with some people who really drive the positive message home, they forget to rap. They forget that rapping is about styles and entertaining the people. I always tell people this. Back in the days when I was a youngin' and Public Enemy was out, Chuck D was not my favorite rapper. Big Daddy Kane was my favorite rapper. You know what I'm saying? Because I loved the style, I loved the swag and everything. But what I loved about Public Enemy was the fact that their beats and their energy felt like they could have been doing hip-hop rock, or they could have been doing, he could have been talking about anything else. Because it was just the energy, it was the way Public Enemy drew you into their type of music. And it was the icing on the cake that it was positive. I find a lot of times that when people tend to tout, oh, well, you know, my MC or my label, you know, Lil Positive is great. You know, he has a message, he doesn't talk about all this junk, and they forget that in order to reach people, you have to have some sort of entertainment value in how you convey that message. You know what I'm saying? You gotta be a little bit slick with those lines. You can't be blatant. You can't say, hey, don't do drugs and go to school. Everybody's saying that. That's a redundant message. But when you break it down to by lyricism or by a catchy flow or, you know, catchy hooks, you don't compromise your message. You're being an MC first and foremost, but you're an MC who has a message. And I think that's what they miss when they draw those comparisons to a KRS-One or any other artist of that nature. They forget that KRS-One made The Bridges Over, one of the dopest diss records ever. There was nothing conscious in that record. So that's what I mean. If you can't be a dope MC first and foremost, then no one will ever hear your messages when you make conscious records. They just won't. I'm Vegas, and that's One to Flow On. Check out my blog, hiphoppolitic.com. Follow me on Twitter at VegasWorldINC. And check me out on Strictly Hip Hop on WEAA every Friday from midnight to 5 a.m. Streaming online via itsstrictly.com.